Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, mark sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's own credit union and attorney Ken Nugent.
We got Georgia G-Day. I'm going to tell you three things that I'm going to be focused on, and you should be too, for G-Day coming up tomorrow. Road Dog's going to be there. I'm going to be there too. Looking forward to seeing this 2024 Georgia Bulldog team. And we had him on earlier this week, and I hadn't talked enough about it, but Gunnar Stockton, the backup quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs, he's got an opportunity, and he's had a good spring. Everybody I've spoken with, they've been bragging on Gunnar Stockton. He's now comfortable in this offense, knows it like the back of his hand, has done a great job both as a passer in and out of the pocket. He's a mobile guy, can get outside the pocket and hurt defenses, and he's had a really good spring football practice. Gunnar Stockton's done a nice job, but he's got a chance to solidify his role as the backup with a good performance in the G-Day scrimmage tomorrow. So how does he do that? What does he need to do? Well, he needs to throw at a high percentage in the game tomorrow. So you want to complete about 65 to 70% of your passes. He needs to hit some big plays. So you impress people with that big play. You hit like Arian Smith, you hit him deep for a touchdown. You find Dominic Lovett for a 50-yard strike. So you're completing passes at a high percentage, and you're hitting some big plays in the passing game. And then you limit your mistakes. As a young quarterback, what you're trying to figure out in live action is what you can get away with. Can I fit the ball in that tight window? Look, you got to experiment a little bit. So you try to fit it in that tight spot, intermediate zone in the middle of the field. You got a strong safety and a linebacker, and they are providing a small window to that wide receiver to fit the ball in there. And you got to make some mistakes to figure out, okay, when you should try to fit it in there and when you shouldn't. And so there's a process of elimination. There's this period of time where you're trying to figure those things out. Well, Gunner's had enough time to get those things figured out. Limit his mistakes. All right, you want Kirby Smart at the end of the G-Day. Say, you know, Gunner looked good today. Gunner didn't make a lot of mistakes. Hit some big plays. The crowd really loved that. And let me see. Yeah, he threw the ball at a high percentage today. You know what? I don't think that we need to go hit the transfer portal in 2 weeks and bring in another quarterback. We are comfortable with Gunnar Stockton being the backup to Carson Beck. And so that's what Gunnar's trying to get done tomorrow at G-Day. So look at that and check that out. And by the way, he's going to have plenty of weapons to throw the ball to. Even if he's on the red team, which I believe is going to be the first team defense, he'll be the second team quarterback. So he'll probably be on that red team. They got plenty of weapons at wide receiver. So whether it's Michael Jackson III, woo! London Humphreys or Colby Young, Arian Smith, he's going to get a few of those guys to throw the ball to. So he's going to have plenty of weapons. All right, the second thing is I'm going to be paying attention to the interior defensive line. And some of you might be saying, oh, Ballou, that's boring. Well, look, are you trying to win a national championship? Are you trying to win the Southeastern Conference? Are you looking to take down Alabama and Texas and all comers in the upcoming season? Well, if so, and I believe that's the case, your interior defensive line is going to set the tone defensively. So are these young guys ready to play? Kristen Miller, heard some good things about him this spring. Really come on at defensive tackle. You got Hall, who, number 44, played a lot last season, rotating in. He's another guy that needs to take another step forward. Now, Road Dogg, I hadn't heard anything about Jamal Jarrett. 350 pounds, nose tackle. So is that a red flag? I hadn't heard anything about Jarrett. I'm going to wait and see tomorrow, see where he's at. But those three guys have an opportunity to really solidify that Georgia defensive line. And then finally, the third thing I'm going to be looking at is the competition at quarterback, at cornerback. We had Kamari Lassiter, who has moved on to the National Football League.
Gone.
You lost the two inside cornerbacks, Tyke Smith, gone. Javon Bullard, I would look at him as more of a nickel kind of cornerback also. He's also gone.
Gone.
To the NFL. So you got three cornerback spots you're looking to fill. So Daylon Everett looks like he's going to be one of the starters at the boundary cornerback spot. Will Julian Humphrey be the other boundary corner? Daniel Harris, I've heard a lot about Daniel Harris being a potential starter at the cornerback spot. So I want to see more of Humphrey and Harris. And you've got this freshman, too, this true freshman that was the number one rated cornerback in the country in this current recruiting class. And I am anxious to see what he's going to bring to the table. Also, Ellis Robinson. Want to see what he's going to bring to the table. So three things to focus on at G-Day tomorrow. Take a look at those three things.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.